For months, the CVA has been an issue in the state's legal system as it lifted time limits on lawsuits, at least for a year. Hundreds of lawsuits have been filed, mostly against the Catholic Church around the state, although more are now being filed against public schools. A bankruptcy, for example, of a Catholic diocese might mean there will be no chance for a victim to testify or internal church records on priests to become public. State Assemblywoman Monica Wallace says she has legislation to make sure it never happens again.
I have a piece of legislation that's called the CARE Act, Child Abuse Reporting Expansion Act, which is intended to make clergy from all denominations mandatory reporters, because we need to recognize that the reason, because they weren't mandatory reporters, was part of the reason that this abuse was allowed to proliferate for so many years. So what we want to do is make sure that we look prospectively and make sure that something like this never happens again.
The panel in O'Brien Hall was state legislators, law teachers, victim advocates, and a sexual abuse victim whose eventual testimony drove her abuser out of an Olympic sport. Law student Frank is from Columbia and was in the audience because sex abuse is a problem back home.
There's people that actually are trying to fix that problem because we got this situation of violations of children.
He says there are a lot of abandoned children in Columbia, and they are often victims of abuse. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.